Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. I see I missed your call.
Oh yes, it's Rhonda Campbell, and I just talked to Jessica. I mean Jasmine, and it's Jeff told me that he hadn't got paid in like I think he said 2 or 3 weeks or something, 2 or 3 pays or something like that. Anyways, he's like, well, now I'm wondering too, how come and what am I doing wrong now?
That's very strange because I see he's been paid for the past 3 weeks. He got paid
All
on
right,
Friday.
well, he just told me this just the other day. I called well, Friday. I mean, I called Friday, I think. Okay, so it says I've been paid how much?
On Friday, 139.68.
Well, see, why is he telling me this?
Don't know. I see it on my end. He's been paid all along. He was paid on the 24th. For 203.17, on the
Okay.
17th of July for 165.08, like the whole plus another payment. Actually, he was paid two payments on July because he never submitted his time from the week before. So that week after, he got 2 works week of payment. I see payment on my end. I'm not sure what he's referring to.
Okay, well, I don't either, but he's like wanting me to pay him. And I don't have the money to pay him. And so I
He
don't.
can call me up if he's not receiving it. We could discuss that, but I see.
And that's what I told him. I told him, for him to call you guys and figure it out because I don't know what's going on. And he said that it's not his responsibility to make sure he gets paid. It's my responsibility to. I don't know. I want to get. I don't know. I just know what to do now.
Maybe he just thinks he's not getting paid enough. Now, when he submitted me his time last week, he submitted it for the week of the. It goes from Sunday to Saturday. So, what he did was he submitted it. It looks like I see I have a visit in for this Sunday also. So, he submitted it from like Monday to the following Sunday. Now, our work week goes from Sunday to Saturday.
Okay.
So, maybe he thinks he should have got paid more, but he got paid all these weeks. So.
Okay. All righty. And okay, and I think I was supposed to talk to you because I want to get Corey to be my caregiver.
Okay, sure. Do you have her phone number?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have a phone number?
No, I don't have a phone number because I never have a phone. I use Corey's phone now.
Oh, cool. So is she around?
No, and it's a he. He's not really a boyfriend, but he's like a boyfriend.
Oh, I
But
heard.
he takes care of all my everything because I have dementia too. So he takes care of all my everything. Like he had to run to town, and he left me the phone so I could talk to you guys. And he left me a pad with paper, a pen, and everything.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and he, we try to get him, but he's been in trouble before. He has a record, so he had to do a waiver or no, fill out some paperwork, and to get make sure it was okay or whatever. And
Yeah.
I think he didn't fill it out, and we just went ahead and just put Jeff on it because he was our roommate.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, and even with that, I'm sick of having a roommate. So I would rather not, and it would just be easier all the way around if Corey was doing it. He knows all my doctors. He takes all the calls. He makes all the appointments. He takes care of me at home. When Jeff's like, if Jeff doesn't come clean something, Corey does it if I can't do it. Like I can't clean with the bathroom with cleaners and stuff like that.
So did he ever fill out that good cause waiver that we sent him, or he never did
He
it?
just he put he was working a lot at the time, and so he put it off, I think, is what he said, and then we just went ahead and went. I think I just jumped the gun and just asked you guys to put Jeff on it.
Because he's gonna have to get approved, like he has to fill it out for us to be able to approve him.
Right, and that's what I thought I had talked to you too about that because That's what I told him. I said, now if I ask him for that stuff, you're going to have to get it, send it off, because I can't. Otherwise, you're going to be overloaded with stuff, working and then having to do everything in the house that I
Right.
can't do. You're going to be overloaded, you know, and I don't want that. So just fill out paperwork and let's get this done, and then I'm going to start looking for our own place.
Sounds good. So do you,
Yeah.
I don't even see him in here. Let me see. How do you spell it?
J-E-F-F, A-L-L-O-N.
J-O-F-F?
Are you talking about Jeff?
No, for
Corey.
Corey.
Okay, I'm sorry. Corey.
Corey.
And it's Wilson.
Oh, here it is. Let's see what it says. Your request is a notification attached if needed. Use HR. Yeah, so he needs this good cause waiver filled out.
Okay, after, like, if you send it to me and he can, I mean, if he gets it filled out today and sends it back, how long does it usually take to get approved or whatever? I think he'll get approved, so.
Unfortunately, it takes a pretty long time. It could take, like, 3 months.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay. Well, I
yeah.
mean, at least if we get started, then I know it's, you know, started, so.
For sure. Right. Okay, so I'm sending it over to the email, to his email, which is zthebonyard622@gmail.com.
Okay. I think that's it. Boneyard sounds right.
Is that good? That's the good email?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. All right. So for now, you want to keep Jeff on it, and then I guess if something
happens, then I'll just call and well, I'm going to speak to him, because now I feel like he's, and I know I have dementia and stuff, and I don't remember everything, but I think I feel like he's, like, trying to get more money for me,
mm-hmm.
and, like, because he told me he has not got paid in 2 or 3 weeks, or it was either 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 pays, checks or whatever, and he just told me that, like, last week, and then I called you guys Friday, I think it was, and so I don't know what. Now I'm really confused, and I'm just going to stop and wait until Corey gets home and figure it out from there. But, yeah, right now, just keep Jeff on it. I might have to call you at the end of the day and tell you to take Jeff off if I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Give me a call back when you hear from him.
Okay, and thank you so much. I hate to be a problem to anybody, but I appreciate you guys, and I just
no
wanted
problem.
To tell you that.
Well,
okay, thank
it.
You.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.